This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's not worth it.
I mean, I think it's worth it.
If
Huddersfield came to the FA Cup final, for sure it
Absolutely.
Would be worth it. But that's what I'm saying. When it's your primary thing, but it was worth it then because you always wanted to. You have never been to FA Cup final.
Yeah.
So you had that on your system.
What's happening? It's recording.
It's on. Yeah.
What do you do? Oh,
just because once it's recording, it's good to just let it record because it's so fucking.
Wow! What a seizure! Keep this in, please. Keep this in. Once it's recording, it's good to keep it
recording.
Yeah, because with that card lock thing, the next time you press it, it goes, "Oh no, card protected."
No, that's not true at all. Anytime it's card protected, it's when you haven't pushed that.
Yeah,
one.
I push it back in.
Do you think with the Beatles or something like
that?
I know. It's taking my eyebrows off.
Nice.
Look. I can't be surprised at anything.
It's really awkward, to be honest. So Al Pitcher had just had his hair cut. I was like, oh, you got to get a haircut. Looks really young, I'm thinking. I was like, well, it's really young today. And then I realised that he says, like, yeah, I got some of my eyebrows as well. It's like you can actually see the shadow from the old bush there.
It's so light, my eyebrows.
You can actually see the place where the hair used to be. It's like Spock, man.
Do you bleach them?
No, I don't bleach them. They're a lighter kind of version of myself. They're picture light.
Picture light.
And he got the big clippers and he was like, oh, they look a bit gone.
Didn't he ask you first?
No, he goes, he sort of was like, oh, long, straight over.
He didn't ask you?
No, what am I supposed to do? Sue him.
Yeah.
Get him to glue it back.
I mean, it looks great if you're like Cher. But
you're going to use one of them pencils.
Yeah. I'm guessing if you're used to it, it probably looks better.
38, maybe 139.
Okay, that's professional.
Yeah, well, I don't keep track.
Well, you've got to do.
Yeah. Is that my job?
So we missed Iceland, France. We went to Coldplay.
Yes.
Good night.
Very good night.
James McKay had 14 hot dogs.
Of course.
12 pints.
12 pints, 14 hot dogs.
And what did you do after that 12 pints?
I went home.
You vomited.
You vomited.
No, I
all
didn't
the
vomit.
Hot dogs.
I didn't. I never vomit.
You never vomit?
No.
What's your hangovers like?
Horrible, but I never vomit.
Horrible.
Maybe
horrible.
That's their horrible.
Do you
that's
have hangovers?
Not really. Sometimes I'm tired. I don't like really. Like once every 20 times, maybe I get the, oh, fuck, I don't want to go. But that's really seldom. No.
After midsummer this year, I was out for a day. I mean, it was, I didn't get up until 2 o'clock and then I just moved from bed to sofa. And
oh, that never happens to me.
6 o'clock before I was upright.
What were you drinking?
All manner of stuff. Wine, beer. No, don't think we had any spirits.
You're just a
gin and tonic.
You're just a hidden rock and roll star, aren't
yeah.
you? Eating hot dogs, not puking them
up. It was a late night.
You're the Pete Doherty of
Kniester. I am. Well, talking of Kniester, just read that the referee for the Wales Portugal match is from Kniester.
So he's going to have a seizure.
Yeah, he's awful.
Is that Jonas?
Jonas Eriksson.
Is he from Kniester?
Yeah. I thought he was like a multi-millionaire or something.
Is he?
Yeah, he's loaded.
Really?
Yeah, he just does it like.
But a Swedish millionaire.
For a crack, yeah.
Yeah.
So we've now got the semis. Put them back in, boys. We've got this. Yeah, we went to Coldplay. That was a good night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. It was.
They actually did the.
Yeah, the audience before. The game.
Yeah, and weirdly, on Coldplay's like website or Facebook page, it says we don't know what this Swedish Mexican wave thing is, and they haven't put videos up there often. But it was pre the match, and it was them doing the clap, and I thought. I just wish someone had told Coldplay.
Because that's a bit embarrassing, not knowing
it's
that.
It's about that.
Yeah.
They should know, though.
So we missed that, unfortunately, but it was a very good concert. But I shouldn't have seen the goals. They kind of got run over a bit. Maybe this was the final game. I think France picked up.
Yeah, I mean, the first half, it was over.
Yeah.
Basically. Pretty soon. After 2-0, you kind of go like, oh, this looks, it needs a miracle. And 3-0... You know, he needs the biggest miracle that has happened in the championship.
So let's not take anything away from Iceland.
Brilliant. What a 323,000 people. This is amazing. This is the smallest country in the Euros ever. And to go this far in the first tournament is just short of miraculous.
And it was also, I mean, it sounds pathetic, but they won the second. You know, they fought back. They didn't just sort of go down, just go, oh, we're out. They really had a go at them anyway.
They're 5-1 like down, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
But still, they've got to have 4-0
down
at
half-time.
Got to give them credit for that, yeah.
5-2.
Can we stop the fairy tale bullshit, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I mean?
They got hammered, horsed, fucked.
They did get
it's
horsed.
Like the, they lost 5-2, right? They got bad, but it was a great achievement.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's not say that the princess got taken to the castle. You know,
I think they could.
I think the princess was on the way to the castle.
I think
and then
they were really unlucky.
And the Wales fell off.
I think they were really unlucky that game. They dominated France and should have won, but you know, fairy tale's end. No, but honestly, they've been amazing.
I was going to say it's like they were going to the castle and then they got fingered by the river or something.
No,
do you know what I mean?
That's rough.
But that's what happened. So
that's what happened. Not like
analogy.
Great analogy. All right. No, but that was fun for them. But then Portugal had a really, really interesting way to the final. Still hasn't won.
In normal time.
In normal time.
Yeah. And only won one even in extra time.
Yeah.
It's Croatia, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But are they going to do it? Are they going to kind of, you know, do a Greece, really?
They can't.
I mean, Greece was the biggest surprise that if Portugal wins. They do have the best play in Europe in the team as well. You can't say it's a major surprise to end up winning it. They were outsiders for sure. And they're playing Wales now. So, you know, one of these teams is going to be in the final. And Portugal, I still believe Portugal are favourites considering Ramsey and Davies are suspended as well for Wales. So I think you've got to put Portugal in favourite position. If they win, come to the final, it's just one game. Of course they can win.
Anything can happen.
Anybody can win now. Even Wales can win now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the charm. When you come that far to the semis, you know, we're talking quarterfinal. Anybody can win. Wales can win now. And that's unbelievable.
Wales, I thought, France aside, were the team of the quarterfinals.
Oh,
definitely.
That was a great, great performance.
It was a great
especially
performance.
Especially going 1-0 down and not panicking and, you know.
They were not lucky because I think Belgium got it wrong again. Wilmots lost the plot. He lost it.
Really?
He lost it. He just completely lost that game.
Did he lose it?
Yeah, he lost it.
Yeah.
No, he didn't find it.
I asked Adil before and he said he lost it.
He lost it.
Seven times.
Why did he lose it, Adil?
Well, first of all, I think if what happened straight after the Belgium game, even if it wasn't tactical, then he needs to change the teams and spirit up a little bit. They dropped down straight after the goal pretty deep. And Wales was starting to get into game and creating chances. And it wasn't like they couldn't hold that for 70 minutes. I mean, that was... What was that all about? Mm. I mean, who dropped them back? If it wasn't him, I didn't see him be that active on the coach line. Then he should do something actively. What the hell is going on, boys? Get up the pitch. Bring the back line higher. Didn't do that. Finally, they score from a stupid set piece situation. And I think that's not that much his fault that he had to choose the defenders he did because everybody was suspended. I still was amazed that Seaman didn't come in to the central midfield instead of having both Denier and Lukaku playing. I thought that was very odd to give two 19-year-olds, both of them playing at the same time. When you have this old centre-half that you played a right-back the first game, put him back in centre-half with Alderweireld, and then have Lukaku or Denier. At least you'd have... Because they didn't defend well, those two. They really looked out of shape. And then Fellaini at halftime when he came on, that's when really you started to think, what the fuck are you doing now? What the fuck are you doing? If you're going to change the system, don't change it to even more one-dimensional, because that's what he did. After that, it was just long balls. And he came first in, and you think, is he going to play number 10? He started off number 10 first couple of minutes. Then he reverted back to number 6. And Witzel went up behind the strikers. And you're thinking, what the fuck is going on? And you still have Dembele fresh on the bench. He's back from injury. And you didn't put him in. You lost it. Everybody was screaming for him to come in. You see the social media as well. Belgium fans were like, why is Fellaini in front of Dembele? What's going on? What's the thinking here?
Yeah.
They needed somebody to push up from midfield a little bit. They have one player that's probably the best in tournament. That's Dembele. Didn't put him in. Weird, and then late, Dries Mertens reverted to a back three, also very late. Stupid goals, two of them. Robson had kind of a great goal, but what kind of a stupid defending is that?
It was ridiculous.
For a hot dog, didn't they?
Yeah.
For a hot dog.
And then you join them.
Then you saw Fellaini
playing as number 6 in that role. You see how well he did that. Dropped him completely.
But you see, do you think teams sometimes get the result of the tournament? Okay? Iceland beat England. That was their... Croatia beat Spain and then got knocked
definitely.
Out.
Definitely.
You know, Belgium looked really good against Hungary. I know it's Hungary. Also, Italy beating Spain.
I think Belgium actually had their best game against Ireland. I think that's where it kind of clicked for them for one game. And then they had 25 minutes against Hungary. And that's kind of it. They didn't do that much. Italy had the great game against Spain. I think they did a tactically very good game against Germany.
Yeah.
I think Boateng, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I mean, I think he was like gesturing to the ref that I'm getting fouled and raised his hands up and hit the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was like, hallelujah, I'm searching for God.
No, I think he made it look like, shit, you can't give a penalty for this because it's so ridiculous. I wouldn't do this. And then you did it, you know?
Yeah, I think he just held his hands up like, oh, I'm not doing anything. And he pushed me. And then the ball just hits his hand. Which it does. That's why you're not supposed to have your hands up, because they can hit him. So,
the problem for me was they didn't bring on Zaza then to take the penalty.
Wow, he's been mocked out of his shoes.
I feel a bit sorry for him.
I feel sorry for him. I mean, but it was funny with all these small videos, like a bird jumping and everything.
Yeah, that was great.
I just think if he hadn't done the little run-up and he'd missed, but it was the run-up, man.
And the fact that that was his first kick of the match. And that, to me, when he brought him on to take a penalty, I thought, that's dodgy.
Did you?
I thought it was good. I said,
but I think
he's
it was
sort of putting so much pressure on that particular, because everyone's going to go, oh, he came on.
Do you remember the Dutch bringing on the
keeper? But that was great.
But keepers are under a different pressure.
Yeah. Keeper's not.
I think it's a penalty taker bringing him on. It's like, oh, then he's got to score it, because otherwise,
yeah, he has to score it. He's a specialist.
But he's not a specialist penalty. He just take penalty. But I think would have done, you can take your worst penalty taker off the minute of lost, and then you put one in, but you don't put him second. You can put him number 6-7 when it goes to sudden death. You know, you don't want one of your number 10 in the field, you know, the one before the keeper who can't hardly shoot. If you have one of those guys, take him off, put Zaza. Yeah. Don't put Zaza number 2. I mean, the pressure is enormous. If he misses at number 7, you know, he wasn't amongst the best anyways. You're bound to miss when he comes that late in the
Yeah,
in
and
the
you
penalty.
Can always claim, oh, well, you know.
No, he's not supposed to shoot. He's number 8 at the fucking spot kick level. But number 2, I think, and he said in an interview that he wrote that's how he takes penalties. It wasn't like...
Special. Well,
no, he takes penalties.
Actually,
like
I thought Pelé was worse, because he was like... giving it all the gesturing to the keeper as if he was going to con him, and then you've got to put in a damn good shot if you're going to bring
it. He would have taken it if he hit the target.
I think they should get this stopping and starting thing should disappear.
Yeah, I hate that as well. That's bullshit.
I think once you start your run, they should change the law that once you're on, if you stop, there's no pause.
Yeah, you kind of can't. You have to still move forward. So I don't get that rule.
Yeah, but
it's
a weird rule.
I think they always get away with it. But I think before it used to be like you can do it now, but they're still doing it. So I don't get it. They kind of remove that, and I think it's really awkward. Just run, have a run up.
I think you should run as fast as you can from the halfway line and just smack it. That should be the diving header.
So Germany, Italy, kind of you know, there was a few little chances.
Germany controlled the game.
Yeah.
But they didn't really penetrate them.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was fair that they went through on the whole of the
it was
match.
Very interesting.
I thought they created better chances.
Interesting stats with the penalty shootout, though. I mean, Germany has not been able to beat Italy in cup competition.
Yeah.
For was it 8 successive, 4 times in knockout and 4 times in group stage draw, yeah. And the 4 times in knockout they lost. So they haven't beaten them. Yeah. But then Germany hasn't lost a penalty shootout for 20 consecutive.
So like 20 and Italy haven't.
20 consecutive, and they've total in those 20 consecutive only missed 2 penalties.
Yeah, 82 penalties. Was the last one they missed.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
2 total, which is. It's just
incredible.
Insane. I mean,
yeah.
What is going on? How can a footballing culture with different players have that mentality for over 30, 40 years? How is that even. It's just. It should be like scientifically impossible. And it did break the other day. They missed 3.
And
more.
The English. It was the English Premier League based player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Great stats.
Talking of England, they're sort of saying that they might go for a foreign coach now. I think it's because they just don't have the options.
No, they don't have the options.
And the FA is so in the 60s. And, you know, it's people that don't know football. So I hope that they go for someone a bit more adventurous.
But who would it be?
I thought you were building up to a Van Gaal.
No. I mean,
I think Van Gaal would be, strangely enough, if he applied for the job, if these fossils, born a British but can't really have it, the second to best to that is like a Van Gaal. He's been in England 2 years.
Yeah.
He's had Holland. He's experienced, big coach.
Look at his CV.
Yeah, look at his CV. Some bullshit like that, you know. But I think the one you said.
Which?
The West Ham?
Oh, yeah. But he. Apparently,
Billich.
The chairman.
Billich, yeah.
Yeah, the chairman said that he won't take it.
Yeah. I mean, but that would be a good option for
that
England,
would be
I think.
A great. I think they need someone along the lines of Simeone, like, you know. Also, that I know he won't.
Like a Conte.
Yeah, that kind of bit of character, bit of like, you know, we're going to have a go. A lot of talk about Allardyce now. You know, Allardyce.
You know, of the English options. If we're going to restrict it to English managers, then why not Allardyce? Who else? But who else? If you're going to go English. I don't agree with going English.
That whole Mike Bassett thing. Yeah, it was
yeah
actually,
but who else?
But I think if Hoddle takes it, he's been out of football for too long.
To take Hoddle back, I mean, Hoddle was the coach almost 20 years ago, and after that, he had what Tottenham job? He failed at Wolves, and then he had an academy in Marbella, and then he's just been punditry. And what gives him any, you know?
Yeah. No, I don't even understand why he's genuinely being
and he's dull as shit.
And he's been outside of, you know, modern football the last 10, 15 years. A lot of things have happened. At least Allardyce is still managing. I mean, I wouldn't go for Allardyce. I wouldn't go for English manager. But if you're going for English managers, they're all like,
what style would you play?
And Allardyce.
I saw one thing about Pardew yesterday, that he's taking a medical at the moment. He's taking a medical at Liverpool because he's going to buy Benteke for 31 million. It was great. They used to take a medical. I can't believe that they'd take Benteke for that amount of money.
Yeah, it's 27.
They want to recoup the money.
27 yeah. Up to.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you
everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
31.5.
Liverpool be like laughing, won't
they? Oh my god! Well, if they can actually manage to say yes, we accept without,
But do you think it's that shocking? I mean, when he got to Liverpool for 31.5 million, people said, "This is what people said: it's a great buy, but it's too much money."
Too much money, yeah.
And then the people who knew a bit football understood, like, wait a minute, what the fuck is Brendan Rodgers going to do when take it when he had Andy Johnson? So it's Andy Carroll. Andy Carroll.
Wow.
Andy Johnson's the Everton player. Yeah. It went to Everton. But so when you had Andy Carroll. So I think if you just look at that, there were teams that would have been him for 31.5 million if they had the money. Now with the TV deals coming, I think these teams are thinking, we can splash on one of these players. We got the money to do it. And Benteke for every other club would have been a good... I mean,
if they're going to play to his strengths, he will score for them. And he hasn't got a bad scoring record.
Doesn't have a great scoring
record. No, but even record. At Liverpool, I mean, it wasn't horrendous. People talk like it was sort of like Balotelli.
At Liverpool, it was pretty bad. He got a few chances at Liverpool. Balotelli was absolutely shite.
He was awful.
But, I mean, his record, one goal.
He's back, yeah.
He's back.
Well, I mean,
and he says he wants to win the Ballon d'Or. And he's only been 5 out of 10 so far.
Does he know what the Ballon d'Or is?
Absolutely deluded.
No, but if he says that in his mind he's been just 5 out of 10, then okay, then in his head he probably can win the Ballon d'Or. The question is, has he really been 5 out of 10 when he was the best? I mean, wasn't that his peak? Like two years ago, the World Cup, was his peak, and after that will he ever get back to that? So he's still young and youngish.
25.
Yeah, he's still youngish, but I don't think he'll be that good again.
No, I don't.
But he seems to say now he's been working on being better for 2 years now.
I mean, the interview I saw with him was actually pretty good. But even when he said Deschamps, even when he said that Conte shouldn't bring
him...
Wow,
you're having a shocker, mate. Andy Johnson, Deschamps.
Yeah, but Conte shouldn't bring him to Italy, Italy squad. And he said that I wouldn't do that either. But I mean, that he wouldn't have said that a couple of years ago. I mean, he did say stuff that at
least...
He's
a bit Conte.
What?
He's a bit Conte. He's a bit Conte of him.
So I think that he seems to have at least cooled down. Yeah. That sense, but the talent seems to be fucking evaporated.
Yeah. You know, Palace has more players than Barcelona and Real Madrid in the semi-finals.
That's pretty funny.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, we've got the semi-finals now. Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Always seemed to be that side of the group, you know, the Germany, Italy, the big teams like Iceland and the little ones like England. You thought that the winner was going to come from that side.
Still feels like that.
It feels like that now. But what an opportunity for Wales and Portugal.
Yeah, I mean, Portugal, at least they've been to a final before. So for them, it's you know, maybe this is the last chance for us to win something.
Generation as well. You know, this generation that haven't quite...
Yeah, I mean, I think Ronaldo was a bit unlucky that he came between two generations. I mean, the Rui Costa... Figo and that generation, he kind of was only in the end of it. And then when he's been getting older now, they hadn't really had good players until now, when the under-21 looks really good for Portugal at the youth level. So Disco Amario, Renato Sanchez, all these players kind of, you know, came into it. Carvalho, of course. So this might be his last chance to at least have a crack at it.
How old is Ronaldo now?
31. So he's going to... So, I mean, 2 years' time, with 33, will that... team be that good they can win? Probably not, if you consider the other big teams. This is probably the best chance to have. Wales, will they ever get this chance again to get to a major final? I mean, they had a good tournament, but to get to the final is always difficult. I mean, teams can go years without getting to, and they're big teams who don't get to the final. Look at Holland, they haven't been, you know, they're supposed to be so great. They're never in, not even in the competition. They're going to wait 2 more years for the World Cup. That, I mean, some people don't get the chance. So Wales, come on. Last chance. Might be last chance.
I think everybody's favourite now is Wales.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're not French, German or Portuguese.
No, absolutely.
You know.
And Bale has been, you know, I think Bale is like kind of the starting to get the star of the tournament because he's getting so much praise for the way he conducts himself.
Especially compared to Ronaldo. I think Ronaldo's horrible.
Oh, Bale's interviews are great at the moment. He's like, oh, it's nothing about individual. We're 11 leaders here. We all do. And they joke a lot off the pitch, on the pitch. You can just see that they're brotherhood and he hasn't taken any star credit at all. He doesn't play that way either, to be honest. He doesn't like try to do all this spectacular stuff.
That's what I mean. What Ronaldo does, they're constantly moaning it. You know, he's like,
did you see
what
he did?
Missed some freaking golden opportunities.
Did you see what he did to Moutinho?
What?
When the penalty shootout is coming, so he go and there's a camera on him, right? I'm going to show you later. It's a camera on him, right? And he goes to Moutinho, he's like, you're going to take a penalty. You hit them well. You're going to take the penalty. Say to Moutinho, he's like, and they go, come here. He said, you're going to hit the penalty, hit them well, all right? I believe you're going to take this, okay? Blah, blah. He forces him to take a fucking penalty.
Okay.
Ronaldo forces Moutinho to take a penalty during the shootout. He's like, no, you got... I don't know, maybe if that's the way they have in that team, that he's so big and that the captain, the way he is, which I think is, then it's probably a good thing that he can do that. I thought that was... It's a different way... I don't
see anything wrong with that.
No, I think that was pretty.
But I think the moaning.
It was rough. It was really.
Pitch.
It looked like he just forced him to, like a little bully, forced a little kid. Moutinho's a small kid as well. You know, he's not a kid, but he's small, so he just forces him and taking it. I just thought it was really strange, but yeah.
I thought the guy Sanchez looks.
Oh, he's absolutely amazing! What a fucking talent! Wow. I mean, when he went to Bayern, people were like, "Oh, that's a great buy." But nobody expected him this quickly to do what he's done. I mean, because he looks amazing.
Quick,
strong on the ball, skillful, technical, hard worker. Wow, what a midfielder. He could be. He looks like a modern, improved JJ Okocha, you know. No, but he was that way as well. He was very technical, but he still had a bundle of energy.
But this
guy looks even bigger, stronger, and, you know, he's 18.
And
he said no to United and went to Bayern, thank God.
United buying up well. They got Zlatan. Confirmed.
Eric Bailey from Madrid was a great centre-off signing as well. And then Mkhitaryan.
So he's
improved three positions where United needed improvement straight away.
Everton favourites to get Marta.
Yeah. And I think that might loosen up the number 8 thing for Zlatan. Arsenal signing a Japanese guy, but he'd probably go out on loan.
Yeah, they always sign one Japanese or South Korean guy who's on the books and they get one League Cup appearance and then they sell them. That seems to be their kind of move to get into the Asian market.
They go on tour there.
Yeah, but they've been doing this for years,
sell some shirts,
to be honest. They've been doing this for years. That's not the first East Asian they've bought. And it seems always to be their reason because they never hit it. And he's got connections in Japan, of course, Wenger, because he's managed there. And he's got a great reputation in Japan. So he's still got a few strings to pull.
And Leicester beat their record by buying a striker.
Musa.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Another
Nigerian.
Another fast player.
Yeah.
So maybe they see him as a complement to Vardy. So when they're going to rest Vardy, they can maybe play him the same tactic if that's what he...
I'm a bit surprised by them that they've really built on their squad. You know,
so far no one's left.
Yeah. Mm. But they've bought the guy from Nice as well, the midfielder.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of talk about Kante still leaving. I mean, if he's got the 20 million release clause, it's really weird that nobody has activated. I mean, I'm talking really weird. I mean, everybody should do it.
Yeah.
mean, not just one or two clubs. I mean, every club that feels that they are...
Like everybody.
No, but I think even Paris Saint-Germain would have... I wouldn't mind...
He's buying. He's the new manager in there. The guy from
he's a great
Sevilla.
Yeah, the Emery. Unal Emery is just a great signing, I think.
Hmm.
I mean, he seems to be a great coach, what he's done in Sevilla. And just winning the bloody Europa League 3 times, just...
They bought Benafe.
Yeah, Benarfa, they went to Paris Saint-Germain. He had a great season last season when he came back. So he was linked to Barcelona, actually. But he ended up at PSG.
Such a bad time in Newcastle, but... It's weird, Newcastle in the championship now, still got the money. They spent 22 million the other day. They bought Matt Ritchie from Bournemouth and Dwight Gayle.
Yeah.
From Palace. I think Gayle's a very good player.
I've always...
He will definitely put Championship on fire, yeah. That's for sure. I don't know if he's really good.
Dwight Gayle's on fire. This Championship's going to be on fire. Townsend going to Palace as well.
Yeah.
He'll probably do well. I mean, I think Townsend's a good player.
Yeah.
You just need to play to his strengths and play in a team where he's automatic choice. And he's a good player, for sure. If he didn't have that trouble at Spurs with a fitness coach, I think he would have been still a great squad player to have.
No, I think he's got everything.
At 12, 13 million is for an England international who's still young. It's a great piece of business. Mm.
So, boys, let's close this pod with a prediction. Germany, France.
Oof. I think Germany will win on penalties.
I think they'll win 2-1 in normal time.
I think France will win 2-1.
Normal time?
Yeah.
All right.
They'll be 2-0 up and Germans will score.
And it'll be
like 78th and then it'll be, really tough.
Nine!
Minutes. and then Portugal, Wales. I'm going to call Wales.
I'm going to call Wales as well. Yeah. I really am. I really hope, and I really hope
for football as well. Because
that's what I want to happen. I just have a nasty feeling Portugal are going to sneak it.
Yeah, I think I really do. On paper, I think Portugal are favourites, but I just feel like it's going to come back to have won a game. I just hope Wales will win it.
Also, Portugal. I mean, Ronaldo hasn't fired.
Yeah,
and that would be the worry for me. I don't think Bale has been. Incredible.
No, but I think he's done the most cleverest thing. They've played as a group of players and he's stuck with that. He hasn't tried to do a free roll or tried to do extra things with the ball because they've been contrived at how they play and he's been great at doing that. And the few times he gets the ball or offensive, you feel they might have a chance to get something. So I actually think that he's been very good but not spectacular. But he's been very good for Wales. I mean, if he wasn't there, I'm not sure they would have got this far. I think they'll miss Ramsey.
I really think they'll miss Ramsey. And that's my main fear. I find it very annoying that this...
Well, Ramsey and Taylor are gone.
You know the rules.
I know, but it still doesn't make them right.
Ramsey and Taylor gone. I mean, they have to... No, Ramsey and Davis.
That's three now. He's an absolute shocker.
Taylor got to go back.
Yeah,
and then they got to put somebody like Williams on the midfield, and that's not the same. Oh, Andy King probably even.
Yeah.
So Andy King and him is going to come in, and Taylor go back. That's not the same thing.
I think
Ramsey's
been superb in this.
He's been amazing, and he's been so good in that team, especially. You know, he knows exactly what to do in that team. He's a link up with defense and attack, and he helps back the world.
Huddersfield Town smashing their club record, buying a German, another German. I think we've got four or five Germans now.
Nine!
Four. And then we've got Christian Schindler from Schindler's...
List.
Lift. He makes the lifts, actually, Schindler's lifts.
Do you always get that when you're in the lift? Schindler's lift.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I always want to do a list after. Well, it was Schindler. I would definitely start a company where you do Lister in Sweden, and their name, the company would be Schindler's List. So I always want to write it when I see it in the elevator. I've never done though. I don't have OCD.
Everyone's got life goals.
Yeah, exactly. That's an odd
bucket
one.
List. That's bucket list. That's an odd
and
one.
Huddersfield Info and Aaron Moy
from Melbourne from City, Melbourne, who went to City now, Manchester City.
Yeah. What about the Wonder Kid, John Bostock? Remember him?
I recognise the name.
He was at Palace. He went to Tottenham. I said, it was 700.
You said he went to Crystal Palace to Spurs. How much was it? He said, I said it was Tribunal. It was 750,000.
50,000 off, wasn't he? He's had a seizure. It was like 20 years ago. He's had
That's
a seizure.
Embarrassing.
No, how long ago? He was born in 92. So, what, 24 now?
It was 2008. It was 80
years
ago.
He was 15, wasn't
he? He was 16.
He was the wonder kid.
He was 16.
He was the white Freddie Adu. He was the white JJ Okocha.
16, 254 days when he debuted for Tottenham.
Okay. Rain Man. But he's going to go to France. So hopefully his career gets fixed.
He won't. He fucked it up.
So we're calling, if you go for the votes there, we're calling it a German-Welsh final.
Yeah, that's
who would have fucking dreamed that?
So it's bound to be Portugal, France.
Yeah, and if Germany, Italy, if you're watching the game, Germany, wow. Italy,
there wasn't even a gap.
This is like you. They go I See Dead People. What's it? The other movie? Spoiler alert.
Sixth Sense.
Yeah, and then there's the bit, and the credits roll, and then Adele's face pops up. There's no need for this bit. Oh no, it is. Sorry, you're doing.
No, come on. Continue what you're gonna say. Continue what you were gonna say.
You're on TV.
No, we're doing the web sport super live on TV4. We did
that broadcast live
at the same time as the game, so you can sit, watch the game, and then you can on your tablet or phone have us instead. Talking about the game.
Do you commentate or do you just sort of expert pundit?
We do have interviews. Like last time we had Oskar Jansson, Alexander Farr, Nordud, and Ekvall, who does the show as well. So we're talking with them at the same time and watching the game sometimes. We have discussion about the games with them. And then we actually talk about the games and just generally talking about around it. So we're watching the game. We were three of us sitting there.
This is a step towards punditry. I'd love to see.
Don't forget us, mate.
I actually had a rant. The last time, because I didn't know because I was like, why did they ask me to come? Because there's ex-footballers there. Why did she ask me to come on the chest? But the thing is that's on Thursday. You can go to TV4 Play or Fotbollskanalen, any one of them, and then you can go and watch Super Live.
Don't forget us though, mate. Forget, you know.
The new Eric Newman.
I mentioned the pod every time.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Good.
So go in there. It would be really good. Oh, if a listener listening here and come on Thursday, it would be really good for me, personally. I know the Durrani brothers always said I'm going to be on Viaplay. You know what? Go to Super Live and just write, you know, with a chat, like, oh, that guy in the middle is great.
Make sure Adele's in the middle.
And just go for it and just lie. Make stuff up.
I'm gonna say he's the best.
Guy's handsome. Yeah, you should. If you guys don't do it, it's really weird.
Yeah, if you need usernames, we can generate some usernames.
Yeah.
Just take any. They don't know who's. No, Al Pitcher, you can't use that, of course, and James McKay, but anyone else.
You can use James McKay.
I'm gonna use not Al Pitcher.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good
definitely
one.
Definitely not.
So go in there and write and say that he's absolutely amazing, or ask me questions that I can answer and be brilliant.
This is his big break, folks.
If you use James McKay, I'll use Al Pitcher.
Yeah.
They'll never know.
Take care. We'll see you. We'll do one before pre-final.
So Friday.
I can't do maybe Friday afternoon.
Friday.
Yeah.
I can't do it. All right.
Have a splendid week.
Enjoy your semis.
Boys and girls, enjoy your semis. All right.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.